Hallelujah, good morning, Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for the wonderful, great reality of your goodness found in the gospel, that we can partake of your spirit, your thoughts, and so partake of the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Father, in the Son, in the angels, in the church, in our name, all in fellowship with the Father and Son, Lord. We praise you, and we worship you, Almighty God, that's made all provision. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious family. Yohathi, there's been a lot of activity on the group, lots of precious things happening, lots of precious answers being shared. And we've been offline. The power went off from 6 to 11 last night. But before that, we were off from about 5. We were busy preparing and having chill. We had a fantastic time, yeah. And, God has been good. Just opening my eyes and our eyes like never before. And, I perceive it. It's happening to you guys as well out there. And we'll share now. In our readings, it's Ephesians 5 verses, must we read?
6 to 9.
6 to 9. Let's listen to the word of the Lord.
Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true.
Hallelujah. Let no one deceive you. There's two kingdoms. Kingdom of darkness, a kingdom of light. Jeremiah tells us in that the way of man is not in himself, nor is it in man to direct his own path. So your ways determine your path. And then Isaiah 55 tells us your ways can't change if your thoughts don't change. And if your thoughts don't change, so your thoughts need to change. And how can our thoughts change? We have not received the spirit of this world, but the spirit of God, so as to know what God thinks about us. So we can have the thoughts of God. And then when we have the thoughts of God, what are we partaking of? We're partaking of kingdom realities. We have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the innumerable company of angels. So we've come to the city. This city, the Old Testament guys didn't have. They were longing for it, but it's now ours. We have come to the New Jerusalem, the city of the living God. And in the city, we've got a name. There's a name being written for us. And this name is found in our fellowship with the Father and Son. So this is the whole deception, the lies, the demonic activities we are seeing now is the copy, the deceived, wrong things. The devil is wanting you to get caught up here with the kings of this world and their rulers and the spirit of this world so as to control you. I've said this before and I've come back to it this morning as the Lord was just to farm with mankind. To find out, to give you all desires for worldly things and then just sell your information that he likes this and their time is that. Or everything about the agenda of the devil is control to keep you away from who you really are and to put you into smart cities and put smart cards in for your electricity to suss out, spy on you. Know everything about you so as to carry on deceiving you, where God is just exactly the opposite. Can you see how the devil works in that? Smart city, kingdom of God, city of the living God. Wrong spirit at work in sons of disobedience, the beautiful spirit of God moving in sons that want to, as verses 1 and 2 of Ephesians chapter 5, imitate me as beloved children wanting to. Just drawing close to God and partaking of their name, their purpose, their plan in fellowship with the Father and Son. The world wants you caught up with this worldly things and that there to just rob and deceive you. So the whole thing, we are right here at the end of the ages now. This is the devil trying to keep the truth away from his children. So just draw close. Isaiah 55 tells us so nice, you know, let the wicked forsake their thoughts and the unrighteous man their ways. And he will. And how do you forsake it? By coming to a great God, not this. The God of this world has blinded your mind. Come into God and then stay with God. And he will abundantly pardon you. And how does he pardon us? Because of everything he's done with Jesus. God sent his word and it's accomplished everything. And his word is Jesus and he has everything. And just like rain and snow come down from the heavens to the earth and cause that which is in the earth to bud and be beautiful. Think about the wonderful rain when it comes here to the deserts into Manakwa land. And that's what God is doing. Jesus is ruling and reigning to bring life and life in abundance, to give you the new birth, put you into the kingdom, fellowship with you, and write his laws on your heart and on your mind, working in you to will and to do, so that you can partake of the kingdom and you partake of the plan that God has got for you. And that's the important thing. You stay close to God, draw close to him, he will draw close to you. He knows the plans that he's got for you. He knows his thoughts is to build you up and give you an inheritance. And this is what you must we just got to take hold of, and that we are the lights in this world. We are the rivers in the desert. Why? Because the King, Jesus, is ruling in righteousness. And we are his fragrance. We are his body. He's bought his body. He's died for a body. He's died for a bride. And we are his bride that must just stay enlightened, stay on fire, stay in tune. And the powers of heaven are behind us. Amen. God backs up those that are his. Where his finger points, his hand is also. So be blessed to know that you are more than an overcomer, because Jesus has overcome and he's brought you into the overcoming life and into your inheritance, into your true family, into your true plan that he has for you. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us the desire and the power to walk as children of the light. Amen.
Amen.